88.5 KCSN. Jeff Penfield here, joined live in studio by Regina Spector. Thank you so much for coming on by today.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
She's got her El Rey Theater show tonight, second of two sold-out nights, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Heard last night was a great one, and then this is all pretty much celebrating the album out today, Remember Us to Life. And I was fortunate to meet you in Boston, and I remember part of our conversation was about how many different producers you had on your album far, but you were like, you know what, I almost think of them like professors. And so now you have a professor on this one, Leo Abrams. What was it like working with him?
It was really wonderful, and he is a real talent and a real, you know, beautiful musician. Like, he's an incredible guitarist, and he's a composer, and he's an arranger, and all those things. But I actually think that the thing, besides all the hard work and all the incredible hours and imagination that he put into this record, the thing that I found to be one of his greatest talents probably is just how incredibly empathic he is, how kind he is, because I think so much of what a producer does is technical, and yeah, of course, you know, we could talk gear and all that stuff all day and arrangements and all that stuff, but if you can't perform the songs kind of in this way where you're really free, but at the same time, you feel all this pressure, because I do anyway, because I want, you know, I want it to be as reflective of itself as possible without me getting in the way. And he was really, really kind, where, like, you know, for example, like when you sing there, it's an instrument, it's inside your body. You're just, you have certain things that you're kind of bound by, and sometimes the voice sounds a certain way and other days it's different. And when I'm on tour, that's part of tour, you know, it's just like you have your raspier show, or you kind of do things in a different way. That's part of the fun, you find a new way into the song. But when you're creating the source material, you want it just to be itself, and so you're not gonna get that version of it if it's not right for the song. So to get all those performances and to have each song really be itself is really hard. And he really, he never pushed me. He always said, oh, you know, if you're not feeling this after, you know, two or three takes, we would just let it go and we'd work on something else. We'd work on technical aspects or production or arrangement or other things. But When it did feel right, he was really able to just make me feel so at home and free, and I was able to kind of sing these songs how I wished they had been sung.
All my love in black and white on this car. Tomorrow. sad, sad eyes know too much. You will always start to cry. You will always start to cry. Start to cry. Oh, you will always start to cry. You will always start to cry.
Classical music, it has this kind of a, you know, you kind of get this like recital mindset where you can really beat yourself up if you get things wrong. You know, classical music, it's not really meant for mistakes. You're just supposed to get it all right, not play any wrong notes. And on top of that, you have to have feeling and emotion and kind of the musicality of it all. But for me, it's been hard to shake that feeling sometimes where I just would really beat myself up when I would play live shows. If I would forget, sometimes I forget words. Sometimes I will just look down at the piano and it'll just look like I've never played this thing. Like, what is this thing? All these keys, and it'll look absolutely surreal. And I just get full on psychedelic existential with it. You know, I think that all these producers that I've worked with, the cool thing about them is that, yeah, I respect them tremendously as musicians. And when I think of, you know, David Kahn or Jeff Lynne or Mike Elizondo, these are all people that are just, they have this vast knowledge and talent and all these skills, and they're incredible artists. But they're also, when I think of what I value the most from them, it's their heart and their intellect and their, you know, their philosophy and just how they are in life. Like, that's the sort of professor part was even more than some of these technical things. Like, sure, it's really fun to see how, you know, Jeff Lynne records or certain things or engineering things, or just, you know, I like that. I like the technical side of things. But really, the thing that is the most fun is just hearing stories from their life and just seeing how they live, because that's a lesson too. You know, you just learn from watching people be awesome, and it inspires you to try and kind of, you know, try and be a little bit better too.
Somewhere below the Grand Hotel, there is a tunnel that leads down to hell. Take the dumb waiter, the laundry chute, then sneak through the hall past the boy's shining boots, then left at the courtyard through the old garden where all the bellhops smoke with the guards. Then you run to the old lake house, down to the old lake house, run to the old lake house where it begins. Under the floorboards, there's a deep well that leads to a spring that sprung up in hell. That's where old devils danced and kissed and made their blood pacts in the ancient mists. And running through forests, they screamed in chorus while piercing fair maidens' chests with their horns. And then they lay in the grass till the dawn came, sleeping away till the dawn came. Lay in the grass where now stands the Grand Hotel. The maitre d' and a fancy chef, silver's real liquor's top shelf. Play some tennis, swim in a pool, stroll the gardens shady and cool. You won't care that the devils won't mind, that the devils won't know that the devils are near. Somewhere below the Grand Hotel, there is a tunnel that leads straight to hell. But no one comes up for the souls anymore. They come for some comfort and for the dance floor. And hiding sharp horns under fedoras, do not disturb signs instead of a chorus. They toss and turn till the dawn comes, on soft sheets till the dawn comes. No one sleeps at the Grand Hotel. Room service, mini bar, scented soaps, chauffeured cars. Stay a day, stay a week, here's the tunnel, take a peek. Just call up your friends at the front desk, any hour at the front desk. Call up your friends at the Grand Hotel. You'll always have friends at the Grand Hotel.
What inspired you to start writing again and start saying, you know what, let's go back into the studio and start working on this record?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I never really think of it as starting and stopping. Like, I just kind of live my life and write songs whenever I feel inspired to write a song. But what happens is there are certain, like, outside cycles that kind of hit you. So let's say I'm always writing songs, but then all of a sudden it's time to make a record. And what I would usually do is I would just kind of look back through whatever 40 or 50 songs that, let's say, I'm like, oh, these have never been on any records, and oh, you know, it's that one's turn, and I've always wanted to explore this thing in this song, and oh, wouldn't it be fun to get a really cool drum onto this song that I wrote in whatever 1999. And I just kind of would randomly pick. So I never really thought about writing for a record or anything like that. And then, you know, with even on what we saw from the Cheap Seats, I think there were more older songs on that than newer ones. But after that, I was I finished the tour 3 years ago. And then I was, you know, and I was pregnant. And so then I just was kept living my life. And every once in a while, I would write a song. And then once the baby came, I wrote even more songs. Like, the majority of these songs have been written after I became a mom. And it was really interesting to me because I was writing all these songs. And usually what would happen is I would just put them into the piggy bank and they would just kind of go into the whole mess of it all. And when I wanted to make this record, I would have just picked again from those 50, with just those kind of mixed in there. But because I'd written all these songs, and there were so many of them, actually there were, I mean, on the regular edition, there are 11. On a deluxe, there are 14. But then there are a bunch that didn't even get recorded that. I don't know, maybe they'll be on the next one, or maybe they'll get shipped to that island of abandoned songs if I write all new ones. I don't know. But I just realized that, you know, I didn't want to do it the same way again, of like kind of looking through songs and using this sort of stream of consciousness way of picking out what a record would be. I really wanted to just work on these songs, and they felt like a group and they felt kind of like a gang, and I wanted to just work on them. But I didn't really think in those kinds of lines of demarcation, because I just always feel like I'm constantly living, and then I put the songs every once in a while into the piggy bank, and then when it's time to make a record, I just smash it on the floor and see what I have in there.
The sellers of flowers buy up old roses, they pull off dead petals like old heads of lettuce, and sell them as new ones for cheaper and fairer, but they die by the morning, so who is the winner? Not the roses, not the buyers, not the sellers, maybe winter. 'Cause winter's coming soon after summer, it runs faster, faster, chasing off autumn. We go from a warm sun to only a white sun. We go from a large sum to only a small one. When I was a small girl, I walked through the market holding my dad's hand, mitten and gloved hand. At night, there were roses lit up in glass boxes. The heat lamps would keep them from freezing in winter. We never bought them, but somebody must have. Maybe they made it, or maybe they froze up before any person had put them in water and hoped that they'd still be alive by the morning. Who's the winner? Not the roses, not the buyers, not the sellers, not the tellers of these stories, not the fathers, not their children, not those walking on a dark night through a memory. They're forgetting who's the winner, who's the winner. Maybe winter, maybe winter. Somebody steps on a light through a tunnel. They're holding a piece of their mind in a rubble. Hold on, I won't let go. I want to know. Lives long enough to see the outcome, to know any answers, to know what the point is, to know if the winter ever came closer than on that night when I walked with my father. A small piece of ice lodged in my mind, lodged in my thoughts, lodged in my eyes. Cold all around, warm from inside, warm from inside. Who's the winner? Not the roses, not the buyers, not the sellers, not the tellers of these stories, not the fathers, not their children. Who's the winner? Not the roses, not the buyers, not the sellers, not the tellers of these stories, not the fathers, not their children. Not those walking on a dark night through a memory they're forgetting. Who's the winner? Who's the winner? Maybe winter, maybe winter. Who's the winner? Who's the winner? Maybe winter, maybe winter. Who's the winner? Who's the winner?
You also did a track for Kubo and the Two Strings. You covered While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And this is something that you've done a lot during your career, obviously with The Orange Is the New Black. And then you look back at, you know, so many different movies or TV shows that your music has been in, and only for those shows. You know, it's not like it just comes from a record. Is there a different way that you approach doing songs for that? Or is that one of those times when you go for the piggy bank, or do you actually have to kind of talk with the folks who are making the movie and kind of figure out, okay, this is the feel they're going for?
Yeah, no, I think that it comes from a different place than my own songs, because my own songs, just there's no agenda. It's kind of, this is what is inspiring today, so that gets written today. But for something like, for Orange Is the New Black, you know, I met with Genji and she told me some of the stories, and we just sat in a cafe and I was, she told me some of the vignettes, and I started to kind of hear the sounds of it. And then as she would make certain episodes, she would email them to me. And so I really got to know some of the stories of the women on the show, and that really inspired the song. For Kubo, it was really special too, because, well, first of all, I love animated films, but those Laika films are really special. The way that they are, the kind of bittersweetness that they have in them is just, it's too much sometimes. Like, I cried the whole time I watched Kubo. It's just so beautiful and very, very bittersweet and touching. But when they told me they wanted me to cover, you know, of course it's like the Beatles, and it's like, and it's this George song that I love, and it was almost too much. I was so excited about it. And then I went to I went to the big theater at Universal Studios, and they showed me unfinished Kubo and the Two Strings, and into the sequence they had temped in the actual Beatles version of the song. And I couldn't for the life of me understand why they wanted me to cover it, because it was just so awesome as is, and it was so rocking. And then when I talked to Travis who directed it, he said that the way he imagined it was that it was the mother's song of love to Kubo, and it was supposed to start out like a lullaby and be really gentle and then kind of strengthen him to get through, to kind of carry on his life, you know, and pass on this thing from the previous generation. So once I understood where he was coming from, I really understood how I wanted to cover the song. And so you're right. Like, you have to kind of take in that vibe, and you can't be in a bubble when you're collaborating on somebody else's art. But on my own records, I just do whatever the hell I want.
A trapper and a furrier went walking through paradise, and all the animals lay clawless and toothless before them, and all the mothers stepped away from their babies, leaving them open and easy to handle. A trapper and a furrier went walking through paradise. They took some for now and they got some for later. And they marveled at the belts, not a bullet hole in them. And they filled up the cages with pets for their children. What a strange, strange world we live in, where the good are damned and the wicked forgiven. What a strange, strange world we live in. Those who don't have lose, those who got get given. More, 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 more. The owner and the manager went walking through paradise, and all their shelves were filled with awards and achievements. And on every corner a power presentation, and on every floor an army of workers. The owner and the manager went walking through paradise, and all their charts showed so much promise and progress. No sick days, no snow days, no unions, no taxes. And they wandered towards home, kings of their castles. What a strange, strange world we live in, where the good are damned and the wicked forgiven. What a strange, strange world we live in. Those who don't have lose, those who got get given. More, 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 more. Pharmacist went walking through paradise, and all the sick were around them with fevers unbreaking, crying and bleeding and coughing and shaking, and arms outstretched, prescription collecting. The lawyer and the pharmacist went walking through paradise. Press suits in a courtroom, aroma of chloroform. And he smiled at the judge, disposition so sunny. 'Cause they didn't have the cure, but sure needed the money. What a strange, strange world we live in, where the good are damned and the wicked forgiven. What a strange, strange world we live in. Those who don't have lose, those who got get given. More, 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 more. More, 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 more. More, 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 more. More, 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 more.
It's Regina Spektor live in studio with us. Remember Us to Life is the new album out today. Tonight, have a great show tonight, sold out at the El Rey Theater. Thank you so, so much for coming on by.
Thanks so much.
It's so much easier than you think. You try so hard, and every time you get it wrong, you get it right. You get it wrong, but you get it right. You get it right. The mind runs fast, your thoughts are louder than your words, and every time you turn around, it starts to hurt. It starts to hurt, but you wanna be heard. Wanna be heard, wanna be louder than the storms around. You hear them through the windows and the doors. Everybody's time has come. It's everybody's moment except yours. I'm so glad that you stopped in, and I had some things to say, but now they've been forgotten, they'll get said a different day, they'll get said a different way, cause everything keeps changing, life is always raging. Everybody changes till tomorrow's yesterday. I'm so glad that you stopped by, and I will not ask you why. It's just good to see you. You always made me smile, and you always made me sigh. Sometimes I still wonder why the sounds of of distant thunder always pulled you under why you searched but never found her why she always got away and somewhere on a hill inside the past we hear the bells catching only parts of thoughts and fragments of ourselves till we begin again. I'm so glad that you are here, and I know that it's been years. I'm just glad to see you, and there's no need for tears. Time's best friend is fear. Greatest kindness always to remind us that it's our only time inside this body and this mind. And somewhere in my mind, behind closed eyes, I see the past, catching every moment that went by to make it last. And stronger. The words we sang wrong, but the songs were remembered, and time just passed. You're around till you're not around, and that's all you'll need to know. Every time you decide to stay, then the world will make you go, and that's all you need to know. Enjoy your youth, sounds like a threat. Enjoy your youth, sounds like a threat.